Good morning. Thank you for being with us today. Representative Jernigan, Mrs. Henry, and Dr. Harris, thank you for your service and dedication to all persons with disabilities. This truly is a very special day, not only for the many people who lived and worked here, but also for the state of Tennessee. I didn't know how I would feel about this day, a day I first announced during a budget hearing 6 years ago. Though highly criticized for how long this closure has taken, when that announcement was made, we did not anticipate the building of community homes. But thanks to Lynn Burkett and other Parent Guardian Association members, she's frowning at me for mentioning her name, I can see her. We took the time to obtain the funding, purchase land, and build these homes within local communities. We did this because it was the right thing to do. We have so much to celebrate and so much we don't want to forget about the 92 years that these buildings made up Clover Bottom Developmental Center. Many of you know that Clover Bottom is one of the reasons I stand here today as commissioner. And that was not my plan, by the way, but here I am. In 1968, at the age of 14, I came to Clover Bottom on a volunteer trip with some other girls from my junior high school. I'll never forget walking through the doors of Monroe Hall. I'm sure some of you remember Monroe Hall. And seeing the faces of so many children who called this place home. When I asked staff what I should do, they told me, pick a child and take them for a walk. I chose the child who clung the tightest. That night I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, told myself I'd never go back, but I did. Obviously I'm here, so. But I came back because of the people I met there. After college, I started my professional career in Jefferson Hall. My job was to support 19 ladies in the behavioral unit of the behavioral buildings. That told you we had a few challenges. It wasn't a job for the faint of heart, but I loved it. Things were very different then, but those relationships established my respect for people with disabilities. We have come a long way in Tennessee. For so long, families were advised to institutionalize their loved ones because they know what to do. At its height in the 60s, more than 1,500 people called Clover Bottom home. Some of them, including my friends Bill and Sam Gage, are here in this room. And for so long, there were no other models of support for people with disabilities. We now know that people with disabilities can be supported to be a part of their communities. We know that many people with disabilities can work in a community setting and earn a competitive wage. We also know that many people can live more independently. But it's important to remember, early on, Clover Bottom was opened during the Great Depression. It makes one wonder how many people ended up here because mothers could not feed or care for their children. A good example is a young boy who lived here at Clover Bottom and was adopted at the age of 5 by an employee. He went on to earn his college degree. Were there more like him? I suppose there may have been. And I suspect there may have been. But we know that so much is possible beyond the walls of an institution. As we transition the last 6 people off this campus, let's make sure we don't forget how many lives were shaped here since 1923. I want to thank the employees, some of whom dedicated their entire careers to supporting people who lived here. They're the reason that many people who once called Clover Bottom home are here today. I know much has been said about Clover Bottom through the years, both good and bad, but I wanted to add this. I had a friend, Virginia, who lived here for 67 years. This is Virginia. She lived until she was 96 in the community. That wouldn't happen without the care and dedicated support provided to her on this campus. In the coming days, we will pack up the last belongings and turn off the lights in Clinch Cottage. It will be such a simple act, but an act with such historical significance. In Tennessee, we are now down to one remaining large institution, which is scheduled to close next year. This is possible because we should expect more for people with disabilities. We are not perfect. We never will be. We have made mistakes, but we have grown. I am proud to stand here today with people who lived here, employees, families, and friends who will continue what has been started and will continue to put people first. There are still thousands of people in Tennessee that are looking to us as we continue to strive to meet the department's mission. So while we turn off the lights here at Clover Bottom, I ask you to join me in helping make the future bright for all Tennesseans with disabilities. Thank you.